This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 21st. I'm Paul Plack. CEO Brent Wouters says Cirrus Aircraft is aggressively focused to achieve the very best path ahead for customers facing the end of the 100 low-lead era. NATA has offered to coordinate the retention of a paid lobbyist to head off catastrophic new fees and reporting requirements for California flight instructors before they take effect on August 1st. Iridium has signed a $492 million contract with SpaceX to provide Falcon 9 launch services for deployment of Iridium Next, a next-gen satellite constellation starting in 2015. The move makes Iridium SpaceX's biggest client. The confirmation of John Pistole to head the TSA is being fast-tracked in the U.S. Senate, with Joe Lieberman telling Pistole the goal is to get approval from the full Senate before the July 4th break. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner flight test fleet passed 1,000 hours of testing on Thursday. One of the test Dreamliners took a lightning hit during testing. Boeing says the all-composite plane's embedded copper mesh did its job, making the strike a non-event. The National Association of Flight Instructors says it will become fully independent from EAA no later than March 1st of 2011. At least four of the remaining airworthy B-17 Flying Fortresses will be on hand at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh to commemorate the legendary bomber's diamond anniversary. And a box containing what was loosely described as four embalmed heads and about 40 other partial skulls was found on board a Southwest Airlines flight destined for a Fort Worth medical research company earlier this month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains how getting into a banked turn has the same effect on stall speed as flying overweight. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.